I'm going to jump back to when Big Daddy asked Big Mother to make pies.
Uh-huh.
She made pies all day long for Woolworth.
Yeah, see, she had five girls, and they all helped, though. She'd get them in the kitchen at night, and they'd make all the pies.
And then she had to make all these pies at night.
Yeah, but she had five daughters that all helped.
She worked long hours. Had to be 12, 13, 14.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she worked hard. She really did. She was the ramrod. She really was.
It sounds like the two of them made it happen.
Yeah, they did.
But you made many, many pies yourself.
Yeah, a few.
Many, many pies.
But I had all the formulas and everything. I had it easier than she did.
But it still was hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was hard work. I mean, it was steady work for sure.
And to be standing on your feet that long.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then that was back when you were in your 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And 30s.
I remember the first day I ever worked all day, and I went in shoes that had heels. Boy, when I got home that night, Mama said, go lay down on the couch and rest a few minutes before dinner. I did, but I couldn't get up when she called me to come to eat. I was so stiff.
But you knew it was because of your shoes.
Oh, yeah. I was doing stuff I had never done before. I had never had to work.
But you just had this work ethic.
Yeah. You know, you knew you had to do something for your money. You had to learn to do something, and that was just there. I mean, it was just wide open for us.
But as you saw this company grow, it must have been terribly exciting for you and Paul.
Well, you know, at that time, you didn't realize it. It just seemed like, you know, it was supposed to happen. You just didn't realize what you really had. We didn't. It was at a time when what we were doing was needed, and that was what made it so easy to get into the market.
And nobody else was doing this.
No, they didn't want to fool with it. And so that was something that we were able to build on, something nobody else wanted to do.
So then the equipment that you had, you couldn't buy that anywhere.
Paul helped make it or design it. He had a friend that was a machinist, and he could do all that stuff. And he was the one that really helped us to build it.
So that's how you were able to grow it, as to make your own equipment.
That's right. Nobody else had it. Nobody wanted to make it. No one to fool with it. And so this guy was our good friend, and he was good at doing that. So we just lucked out.
Floyd Langford
was
his name.
He was the cause of us being able to get into it as quick as we did.
It seemed like when you take hard work, good things just start happening to you, don't they?
That's right. This one just kind of hit the right mark at the right time.
As you look at this, you can't even believe the story probably to this day.
It just seems unreal. It really does.
I'm sure you have words for young people who will listen to this. What would you say to young kids who want to get into a business?
Well, they just should know they really want to do it, and then find out all the ways they can get into it, the easiest way, the cheapest way. Go from there. Learn the way. They'd have to make their own way. It'll be a different way than probably than we made it, but they'll figure it out.